Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR 2 plenary number 115 on the 24th of June 2020, beginning at 14:02 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Zarko, Ram Krishna, Danko, Kaveh, Lauren, Norm, Russ, Scott, and Matagoro. Apologies from Carrie Ann, Eric, Boban, and Denise. And attending from ICANN.org, Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda, and Heather, our technical writer. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the meeting over to you. Thank you.
Hi. So we've been working along in the sub-teams trying to resolve the comments that we got as part of the public comment period. And we had set ourselves a deadline of next week, July 1st, of having a text before the whole team to review. We know from a note earlier today that the grouping of sub-teams that are related to the abuse topic are not quite ready. We saw that Carrie Ann owes some text and that Denise owes some text, and they're both working to get that done this week. Jennifer, do you have the Google Doc with the team list and how far each of them is at hand?
I do, and I'll just post the link into the chat here.
There we go. That's the one. Thank you. So you could see that I think we only have two teams that have totally reached the finish line. That's 27. Others have made good progress, and some have, it appears, not even started. So I see that 27 needs to be updated. It should have one more segment filled in, because that was briefed last week. Anyway, this is where we are. Please engage. And a couple weeks ago, Casey suggested that if the teams didn't have enough interest in finishing, maybe their recommendation was unimportant. And we decided that might be a little bit harsh, and instead that next week we will talk about the recommendations that the team has not finished or the sub-team has not finished, and figure out what we want to do as a whole group, whether that be reconstitute a team or drop the recommendation. We'll see what happens next week. So I'm also hoping that that deadline will cause a lot of these teams to finish. So today, I believe the risk grouping is ready to report out to us. And so I turned it over to Lauren for that.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. So even though it's a report out, there's not much new. I should note that I unfortunately lost track of what is currently on screen, and we should have arrows going up to G for 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have also made changes to 4 to accommodate the new structure that we want to see under the CSO position, which obviously touches on the budget and organization. I think you can also put the arrows for 4. Thank you. Essentially, there is not much new from the last time I presented this, simply because we had no further comments from the team. I'll quickly go through again for those people who were not on the call on what we did. We took the section, we went through all the comments that we got. We decided on actions for each of them, responded in the table, which we would like to attach to the report so everyone can see exactly what we said about what they told us and how we dealt with it, just to show that we actually listened to feedback and where you can find the result of our listening. We made some considerable structural changes where we changed the kind of narrative, as we called it. So it now kind of goes from getting a centralized security position that has these, has all relevant issues under them, to them kind of changing management, kind of going down to BC and DR in the end. Everything is online, emails have gone out. There are two documents for the team's perusal. One is kind of a copy of the full report that we used as a playground. And then there is another one that has all the changes accepted that we as the sub-team made, so that, you know, you have an easy read. Otherwise, it's pretty messy. And yeah, as I said, I think this is the third time we're talking about this one now. There was one small thing that I changed. That was just like a writing oversight last week, and I haven't heard anything else. So essentially, I believe we're more or less ready for a consensus call. Probably not on this call because a lot of people can't make it, but maybe next week we can essentially dust this one off and be done with it. Yeah, that's any questions, concerns, let me know. And yeah,
well, I posted
the documents. Sorry, Russ.
Right. Not just questions. Does anybody have a concern with the approach you've taken? If so, I'd like to talk about it and sort it. Okay, I'm not hearing any concerns. So please, everyone, read the exact edits in the link that has been posted and raise it on email so we can sort it before the call next week. Okay, I am unaware of any other team that is ready to report out. Are there any that just didn't reach out to me ahead?
Russ, this is Len. I can quickly make some comments on abuse just so we have the update. We had a call yesterday. We're going into the same direction, definitely. Our kind of similar to the risk team, we have a table with kind of comment, action, response. It's pretty populated already. And Denise and Carrie Ann are planning to have some text ready in the next few days. So there will definitely be some text, I would say, next week. And then we have already talked about timing. We probably won't be able to finish everything next week because of scheduling issues. But we're hoping the week after we can kind of push it through. Definitely on my side, there will be more time that week than there will be next week.
Thank you. Any questions for Lauren? Not that it had very many details.
I mean,
okay,
for those
any
who,
other team, go ahead.
Sorry, Russ. For those who want to have a look, I mean, the table is shared with the team drive. It is the abuse sub-team response. It's just, as I've mentioned before, there are like 140 line items. So going through that would take longer than this call, but it's definitely something that is available to everyone who wants to have a look, wants to comment, and probably will be necessary before the call where we will be discussing this, because again, it is a lot of text that cannot be easily summarized sometimes.
Right. That team or grouping of sub-teams got 1/4 of the public comments. So indeed, that's why it has taken a little heavier lift. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody else speak up who wants to talk. So let's go back to the agenda. Reminder that the team that's going to talk to the DAR folks, that happens in about 45 minutes. And I will not be able to make that call. So Lauren will be there to act as chair. And is there any other business we need to do today? Okay, please rally your teams and let's finish this up by the self-imposed deadline of next week. Thank you. And
thank you.
Good luck on the DAR call.
Casey just raised her hand there at the last minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on a second. Do you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just wondering, there probably isn't, I just don't know where it is. Is there one wiki page with the URLs of all the documents and all the public comments and the assignments of who has won? Because I hadn't seen this spreadsheet that we just shown, or I had forgotten that thing exists.
Yes, Heather has a spreadsheet with two tabs on it, one group where all the comments are grouped by who made them, and the other one by it's grouped by which sub-team they were assigned to.
I think that's Russ, not what she's looking for.
What I'm asking is one web page that has all the URLs that I need when I go to start to work on this. I want the current version of the final, of the actual document, the current version of all the public comments with all the our comments on the public comments, and this spreadsheet about progress. Is that in one place somewhere?
Casey, we have a wiki page with the document links. I can send that to the list.
Okay, great. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you. Okay, any other questions? Okay. So, Casey, that was the hand I see is the one you just asked, right?
Yes, sorry.
Amber. Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Thanks.
Okay, I don't see any other hands. All right. Let's have a productive week. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.